putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Revelation 12, verse 3, presents us with another threatening sign in the heavens. A mighty dragon of fiery red color, identified as Satan, having seven heads and ten horns, and on each head, a royal crown or diadem. In the context of Revelation 12, the red dragon displays seven heads and ten horns, with seven diadems adorning the heads. The horns denote strength, and the crowns signify dominion.
No force
can stop the Chinese people and the Chinese nation forging ahead.
The projections are that by 2050, that 70%, or the 60% is now with the G7, that 70% will be 35%. 35%. China and India together will be 50% of the global GDP. 50%. We're seeing a move in the next 40 years, the likes of which has not been seen for 200 years. And it's real. And it's real. And we're not preparing for it.
It turns out that China is going to overtake the United States in 2027. It was said that this might be delayed for a year or two. But this year, God has pulled off a little trick, right? God created COVID-19 and spread it to every country in the world. We still have 4,000 dead, right? But if 4,000 Chinese die versus 220,000 in the United States, we haven't really lost a single person, have we? In 2012, we achieved absolute superiority over the U.S. and Japan. We have gained absolute superiority over the U.S. military. And we are expanding our military at a rate unprecedented in human history. As long as we go to work every day, we will drive the U.S. to its death.
Globalists, man, they teach at the Army and Marine Corps training centers that America must merge with China for world peace. You know, I feel like a great weight has been lifted off of me now that we're openly in world government. It's openly anti-human, openly anti-family, openly anti-small business, and completely satanic. We were right. We weren't wrong. I'm very sad. I'm very disgusted. But it is said in the book of Revelation that John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos marveled at the beast.
Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
Looking forward through an interdimensional wormhole that God opened up to show him the Antichrist and world government, what would be happening in the future. He marveled at the beast. World government cannot buy nor sell without a mark on the forehead of the hand. You must turn over your children to the state. You must destroy your very genetics. You must kill the earth. You must worship Satan, or you will not be allowed to live. You will not be allowed to have a job. Well, whether you believe John was the greatest science fiction writer ever 2,000 years ago, or whether you believe he was inspired by God, it's being manifested. It's being set up right now.
Do not fear. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and he that lives. I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore and have power over death and hell. Write the things I will show you. They are messages for all churches.
I believe persuasively that the book of Revelation was written before the fall of Jerusalem in the 60s, during the time of Nero, when Nero's most famous nickname throughout the empire was the Beast.
The old Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times. And we certainly are interesting times. And then you have the Battle of Armageddon with the dragon. And all the rest of it now unfolding. So get your popcorn out, because you got front row seats to the big finale.
Nitric Boost.
turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of American Journal is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We have a very special guest today, folks. We've had big guests in the past, but this one really blows them all out of the water. Joining me today is the one and only Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States and Democratic Party nominee to be President of the United States. Madam Vice President, welcome to the show.
Harrison, it's a pleasure.
Well, last night was a huge night for you. Big speech at the DNC. You know, it's got to feel amazing being up there surrounded by all of those supporters chanting your name, knowing that you have been chosen by them to represent America. It's got to be weighty. It's got to be powerful. Is it the same feeling knowing that you were placed there on high from some sort of shadowy cabal? Do you still get the feeling of acceptance and celebration and power knowing how you sort of got there in the first place?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, shooting up is shooting up, right? So, you know, that thrill is still there. And I feel so powerful when I just see all these people chanting. And, you know, they're all under such strict guidelines. You know, they're not allowed to say anything nasty. I even made sure, and I don't know if you caught it, but I made sure that Kerry Washington came out and gave a lesson to say my name correctly. And, you know, that should be telling to the nation of how, you know, I run a tight ship. So, you know, I'm not going to take no for an answer. I eat no for breakfast. And, you know, it's very dictatorship worthy, right?
Right. I can see that, because obviously if you're going to be under a dictatorship, you'd want somebody like Kamala Harris. It's a great point. And obviously your husband, Doug, was there. You called him Dougie on stage. It was your 10th anniversary. Congratulations for that. How does he feel as the second gentleman? Does he like being referred to as the second gentleman?
He's always been my bitch. So, you know, he loves that. And, you know, this doesn't really change anything in our dynamic. Because, you know, he's always just done what I say. And, you know, Dougie's such a good boy. He's one of my favorite little puppies. So he's a good boy. He listens. He does what he's told, I should say. And yeah, you know, he's been very supportive of this role. You know, he doesn't mess with me. I'll say it like that. You know, my bark is a lot worse than my bite.
Yeah, and I've noticed that you chose your vice president sort of along the same lines. It seems like the Democrats are really putting a lot of effort into cornering the boomer cuck soy boy beta demographic. Is that a strategic choice for you because of the numbers?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Tim. Yeah. Tim is just like Joe, but, you know, he's actually easier to control. You know, Joe had, you know, impulse control issues. He had, you know, he had necessities with his gastro. It was so ridiculous. Things would get so interrupted. He had no control of his bowels. And, you know, Tim just brings this energy that we really need. But he's also a very good boy, very, very much similar to Dougie. You know, so I think that both of these gentlemen will be very easy to control and manipulate.
And have you found that positive reinforcement works? Like, do you reward them with treats, or is it more of a negative reinforcement, bop on the head with a newspaper when they get out of line?
Yeah, you know, we're a negative and negative reinforcement family. You know, that's the way it's always been. Yes.
Because you got to be the leader of the pack, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and we know that you can do it. Now, there have been some nasty rumors. I'm sorry to even have to bring this up, but there's been some insulting and offensive misinformation from the Trump campaign that you're constantly drunk on alcohol. Can we just put this to rest? Do you drink alcohol, or is it the blood of saints that you're drunk on?
I don't feel like I really have to disclose, you know, what I do on my free time. But, you know, we are the joyful party. And what do joyful people do? You know, we drink, we have a good time. You know, sometimes that's why there's bags in the White House, right? There was that one time where we left it behind. Usually we're very good with, like, you know, doing sweeps after our parties. But, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it. These events are boring. And if I'm being honest with you, you know, I was told that I would get sort of the same sweetheart deal as Joe. You know, he gets to go to the beach. He gets to, you know, lay there every single weekend. Yeah, I wouldn't pick Delaware, you know, personally speaking. But, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with knocking back a few after a hard day's work.
You know, or after a day on the beach, I think that's perfectly natural. I think that resonates with most Americans. And obviously, you know, there's been so much bitterness in the past. And in fact, you noted this in your speech yesterday. Our nation with this election has a precious, fleeting opportunity to move past the bitterness, cynicism, and divisive battles of the past, a chance to chart a new way forward, not as members of one party or faction, but as Americans. I think Americans need this unifying message. Can you expand a little bit on that? I mean, how do we unify when, as you have made very clear, Trump and his supporters are domestic terrorists that must be destroyed? How do you overcome that and unify?
Well, you know, you manufacture things. Good PR. Did you notice how many American flags were in attendance last night? You know, if you notice, we're not very patriotic until we need to be. So, you know, everything that you saw, these are very strategic maneuvers that are, you know, to be quite honest, they're above your pay grade over there at InfoWars, right? So if you would be running for office, you would understand what I'm talking about. Your boss understands what I'm talking about, but we're not going to go there. I'll tell you like this. We have been so un-American. We've been anti-American. But, you know, now that I need the votes, you know, that's how we unify. That's how we unify. So we want that patriotic feeling back. And I don't know, you know, I don't know if you caught this yesterday, but there was a gentleman that had a moment on the mic where he said, you know, 70 days, ladies and gentlemen, we have to be normal. And then we can go right back to crazy. And, you know, you just have to be realistic with the way these things work. So, you know, yesterday was just a full blown show and they ate it up. Hook, line, and sinker. I think I'm even going to get the Jewish vote.
You know, it's very impressive the way you're able to you know, pull these switches off. It's really incredible. And, you know, obviously you're the champion of women's rights, women, the right to get an abortion, the right to, I think that's it. Actually, I think that's the one that you're going for. This makes you sort of the champion of women, in particular women who know how to enjoy themselves, right? In a way, you're sort of like the champion of the mother of harlots in a way, if you'll excuse the phrasing. Is that how you see yourself, or how are you pitching yourself here?
Well, look, Harrison, I'll tell you like this, right? People don't understand this. I want people to listen very carefully to what I'm about to say, you know, because I want to be clear. If you notice types of music that Megan Thee Stallion, you know, Cardi B, Beyonce, and the rhetoric that they surround themselves with, well, they're always pushing women to, you know, get that bag and take those clothes off. And, you know, that's what we want. We want them to stay entertained, mindless, with baby daddies, you know, flying in and out. But if you look at those women when they're not performing, you know, most of them are married with children, right? So, you know, it's the same concept. Do as I say, not as I do. Mm. And that's how we roll with things here. So, you know, I know what the people want, right? I'm not going to sit here and hire musicians that are going to try to make the youth better and smarter You know, we don't want that. We want people that listen to orders. You know, we want people that are going to be under our control and influence. If I need to snatch a patent away, you know, I'll just snatch that right away for the good of the country. Mm. If I need to take your guns, you know, I'll snatch them too. And before you ask, yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. So, you know, if you want to call me the Queen of Harlots, you know, I will wear that as a badge of honor, because that's what this country is about. We are living in a full-blown coliseum, and I will be in charge of all those gladiators.
Wow, power. And as we know, power is the sort of the point of existence, right? I mean, what is life without power? And how
no,
can...
Absolutely. And, yeah. You know, you ask me about drinking. I'm drunk on power and other things, right? So power, but power, that feeling, you know, just you, I could swipe my pen and put someone away. And I'm going to, you know, that's going to be on steroids, you know, when I finally get into office. So, you know, be aware of who you vote for.
Yeah. So in that case, Democrats sort of get to live vicariously through you, you know, in this fulfilling the fantasy of having inordinate power to punish people for thinking incorrectly. That can be a really that can be a boost. Just waking up in the morning knowing that somebody's in charge with this
vindictive streak. Yeah. The best part is, you know, behaving this way. But this is the kicker. Are you ready?
Give me.
We're telling the voters that Trump is the one that's going to do all this. You know, everything that we say that we're not going to do, we just blame it on Trump. And they eat it up. They eat it up. I've had the most fun that I've ever had in the past few weeks. I mean, everything that I say, these people just eat it up. So, you know, that's the kicker here. Take all the power. Pretend you're for the people. Blame Trump for everything. You know, we made him the entire theme of the event. And, you know, I think it's working.
You know, I think it's really amazing. And you're helping to correct the false image a lot of people have about a lot of things. You know, for example, for so long in America, it's been pitched that having a stable family with your parents at home and being raised in a Christian community, these things have been portrayed as some sort of strength in the past. You're helping people to realize that having an intact family or you know, being raised in a safe community, that's an unfair advantage that some people have over others. And the only way to have equity and equality is to make sure that, you know, people don't get to enjoy the benefits of intergenerational wealth. That's unfair. And you're bringing fairness back into the conversation. And I think that's great, because for so long people have seen these things as good when we know that they are, in fact, unfair advantages that people have. And I really think you're doing a great job reorienting people's vision of America or the nuclear family or anything like that into understanding how unfair and bad it is that some people have these advantages. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you mentioned equity, and my entire campaign is run on equity, equality, and duality, right? So what's the duality of the situation here? The duality is that not everyone, you know, and I used Christmas as an example recently, but, you know, not everyone is fortunate.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I'm in office, if I know of other kids that don't have the same fortitude as the other kids, we have to shut it all down across the board. I don't want anyone to feel bad. I don't want anyone to be sad on a holiday. So, you know, the common sense thing is to, you know, just rip it off from everyone. Nobody should have that right if a little kid at home can't celebrate Christmas. That's not fair. That's not fair. So, you know, holidays most likely are going to get canceled. We're definitely going to have Kamala History Month, right? As the first Black president. We're also going to have another month designated for, you know, Indian Heritage Month, because I'm also, you know, I'm also Indian as well. You know, and that's fair to celebrate because I will be president, right? But, you know, anything else that other people, you know, can't celebrate, well, that, you know, that's just not fair for the Americans. And I want everyone to be clear about that, you know, so Christmas is canceled, right?
I think it's a great idea. I think Christmas is one of the first places where people encounter unfairness. When your sibling gets a present that you wanted, I think we all recognize that, you know, the impulse is to burn down the Christmas tree. And I think that's a correct, accurate, and moral impulse to have. Now, there was a video that came out yesterday. I think we have it here. People are making a big deal out of this. I don't want to make a big deal out of this. It's clip number 8. It's your running mate, Tim Walz, and he seems to yank his cognitively disabled son pretty harshly. Now, some people are saying he was making sure he wasn't going to hit the teleprompter, but other people are suggesting that when it comes to the Democrats, you and Joe Biden and apparently Tim Walz now, that this appearance that you have of joy and helpfulness and love, they say it's all just a very thin veneer and that you're all sort of simmering pots, just and any sort of, you know, resistance or pushback against you just brings out this anger and fury and hatred. Can we just dispel this myth? I mean, what is it like behind the scenes with Kamala Harris?
You know, when it comes to the yanking, right, you know, Tim's had a hard week. You know, he was really tired. He was starting to lose patience. And, you know, children, sometimes they bring the worst out of us, right? But Tim's boy is a sweetheart. And, you know, I am going to have a talk with Tim about this behind closed doors, right? I don't have children of my own. You know, I've always found them a little snotty and they were always in the way and they can't really do anything for me. They can't vote yet. But, you know, I will be speaking to Tim about that because we need to keep that cover tighter. He can't lose himself like that, you know? So I've been trying to manufacture him as this like soccer dad and this like happy guy. You know, I always tell him to flail his legs higher, right? I want the people to know what he can do, right? So, you know, I'm definitely going to be speaking to him about that. All right. So, you know, that was uncalled for. You know, I didn't like it. If I'm being honest, I didn't like it. You know, I don't refer to myself as like a mother of dragons kind of person. I'm more like Cersei. You know, I mentioned that yesterday. But that did break me a little bit. The American people shouldn't be exposed to that, and he needs to practice some patience. So I'm going to talk to him, you know, about just trying to hold it together. He's got to be a little more fake, but you know, we just met, and he'll learn. I'll teach him. You know, I'm really good at that.
Flailing his legs higher. All right. I'm sorry, I can't keep it together after telling him to flail his legs higher. Everyone, this is Esty Palti. She is by far the best Kamala impersonator out there. You can follow her on X, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at MommyRN88. You can support her and get high-quality American-made goods when you visit Switch to America with Esty, and that's ESTEE.com. Switch to America with Esty.com, ESTEE, on X at MommyRN88, and on YouTube at MommyRN88. Esty, how did you discover this skill of yours in impersonating Kamala? Do you do a lot of impersonations, or how did you get started doing this?
I don't. I feel like you are watching me in real time, just kind of discover my comedic, comedic talents. But you know, I've always kind of been quirky. I've always kind of jabbed with my friends when we're laughing and we're just hanging out. But I've told this story so many times. I hope it's not so repetitive to the listeners. It was just by accident. I downloaded TikTok during the pandemic out of sheer boredom, and I made a video. Someone said I sounded like her, and I, you know, I did my attempt at the impression, and you know, slowly but surely, I really honed it down. And I said this on the Megyn Kelly show. You know, I really stayed consistent with it simply just for the fact that I truly felt Biden's not going to make it 4 years, and I still believe that. I still believe we're going to see Harris in the presidential seat even before the election. That's why he's just kind of disappeared. So that's what happened. And I've rolled with it. I never really, you know, I'm a nurse. I have a full blown career, but I'm kind of taking a stab at it. And if it's not to have fun, at the very least, to kind of expose her madness in this way, like we just did for the past 20 minutes, which I think was great.
Yeah. You know, and it's fun because, you know, I do skits and it's like they make it easy. You don't have to actually come up with anything. You can actually just tell the truth about them. And it's so absurd. It's hilarious.
It's like new style that I've been trying out. And somehow it works because in the beginning it was like verbatim her speeches. I kind of just said word for word all the word vomit. But it gets boring. Even the viewers were like, oh my God, like Kamala just says the same thing over and over again. And I started making it my own, you know, and just adding her voice and just saying all these ridiculous things. And I realized that even though I'm more coherent than her, because she doesn't ever really expose herself this much, you know, I can really hone it down and make it sound like it's exactly like her. So, you know, sorry to interrupt you, but before we do head out, if anybody wants to see incredible, incredible debates, I'm with the MAGA Meme Coin Project, and I can tell you guys right now that the Twitter space debates are where it's at. We're going to have the second debate September 12th. It is going to be incredible. Because it's on Twitter spaces, if you close your eyes, Harrison, it's going to literally sound like Kamala and Trump are just head to head, and it's hysterical. People have loved it, and it just brings some levity to this current madness. And who knows if we're going to get a real debate from those two, but MAGA Meme Coin Project, please follow along. We've donated thousands to veterans already from this project. That's why I've affiliated with them. It's for a great cause, and it's a lot of laughs. And Harrison, if you can catch it, I'm sure you'll love it. You'll share some clips from it. But yeah, just it's went from like laughing like her, copying her speeches. Now, you know, I made the character my own, and now I'm debating like the best Trump impressionists in the country. So it's great. It's been a wild ride.
That's amazing. So of course people can we'll be able to find it if they follow you on X at MommyRN88. It's September 2nd. Is it MAGA Meme
no,
Coin?
September 12th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
September 12th. Okay, September 12th.
Yes.
A big debate, MAGA Meme Coin. And,
8 p.m. guys, yeah, 8 p.m. It's gonna be phenomenal. It's gonna be incredible.
I'm looking very forward to that. And no, all I was gonna say was that, you know, when you hear Kamala talk, it's almost hard to like to come up with statements as sort of nonsensical as hers. Like when you try to come up with something nonsensical, it's harder than just, you know, copying her verbatim when she's talking about the duality of something. It's like that's not a duality. It's hard to
point. I'm making the stuff up. Yeah. If I'm being honest, and sometimes I'll get lost, right? Like on the lives, and I have recovered so beautifully either with the cackle or with just saying something. It doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense. That's the character. So it's been a very interesting ride for sure. And yeah, she just keeps saying all these nonsensical things. And then when she tries to get serious, I find it even more funny because she says all these things like last night and the DMC speech. She said about the cartel and all these things that she did. I'm like, what are you talking about? You've talked about you've never even been to the border. You haven't been to Europe. Then you guys tried to retract the whole border czar thing. And now you're on here again talking about how you put away the cartel. Your entire record as a prosecutor was a disaster. Tulsi Gabbard destroyed you in 2019. And I'm going to be that one person that's going to sit here and remind everyone of that. And I'm also going to remind people of how she freaking got here in the first place. These are the most ingenuine people. It actually pissed me off that I saw so many American flags last night in attendance. It's complete right. Bullshit. I'm sorry. You have not had one flag this entire time. You have been the most unpatriotic things. You have been the most divisive party. And now all of a sudden you guys are all star spangled awesome. Give me a break, Kamala Harris. Give me a break. No one's buying it. Okay. You can sit here and have MSM cut off these clips and you can act all American and you can have Tim's kid cry for optics. It doesn't matter. The American people are not buying it. And I'm sorry to go Alex Jones on you, but that is how strongly I feel about this. And
I'm right there with you.
I'm genuinely nauseous sometimes just doing her impression, but roasting her helps. So at this point, it's like therapy for me. You know, I get to kind of do the voice, but I attack it with my own version of what I think she's really telling people. I don't think I missed them yet.
So. Humor is like the secret weapon in this information war. And you are a battery unto yourself. MommyRN88 on X and YouTube. Switch to America with SD.com to support SD Paltee. Thank you for joining us.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our programs come to an end. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day,
Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those who would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be taking your calls for the second half of American Journal. Give us a call here at 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Open line Friday. We'll be taking your calls about any and all topics. And we'll go to as many of those as possible. You know, I feel like it's a bit, I feel like it's my job to explain things. And yet there are times where you see a Twitter thread and it's like, wow, this is what I try to say, but it's expressed so much more clearly than I've ever been able to express it. And yet I feel like I'm sort of offloading my responsibility off to strangers on the internet by just reading their thread straight. But I'm going to do that. But I'm actually going to do that because there's this thread that I think puts it so brilliantly, sort of, and it's very much has to do with the heart of the conflict that we're in right now in America, in particular, culturally, spiritually. This is really the dark heart of all of it. And it's a thread by Vagrant of Rhodes at Vagrant Wires on X. And it's in response to a tweet from a person named at Wapplehouse, at the Wapplehouse, who says, "It's so funny watching Trump react to somebody being normal in conversation. It throws him off so much. And it's clear he thinks all drugs are uppers since all he's ever done are amphetamines. He has no concept of depressants." So Trump did an interview with Theo Von, comedian, and there was a lot of talk about drugs. And during it, Trump is very ignorant as to the effects of drugs because he is a straight edge kind of guy. Doesn't drink, doesn't do any drugs. He has caffeine, but that's it. So he's, you know, and this is, let me read the thread. Let me not try to explain it and just read the thread that lays it out brilliantly, shall I? Again, at Vagrant Wires on Vagrant of Rhodes. Society's perception of normal is so corrupted by leftist degeneracy that people are incapable of conceptualizing healthy human behavior. In this case, normal grandfatherly innocence is anathema to their regulated, dysgenic, nihilistic interpretation of the world. Something similar happened when Trump survived the assassination. Libs repeatedly refused to believe it happened because they cannot conceptualize courage. Why would he stand and raise his fist? I would never do that. Must be fake. Their minds are too small to understand it. These are the same people who watch Lord of the Rings and go, heh, Frodo's totally gay. Did you see that gay look he gave Sam? He's totally into it. They're inherently broken. Their souls are corrupted beyond comprehension. It's best just to ignore their nihilistic prattling. But at some point, we have to discuss if these people are a different species altogether. There's certainly no point in trying to live near them or share a nation with them. They don't even believe in life or in nations as concepts, hence why they're happy to destroy both. And he posts, several memes that illustrate this point, the way that they just, I mean, in a way, they sort of are soulless. They sort of don't have souls in a lot of ways. Like, they don't think for themselves. They don't hold convictions. They don't sincerely think deeply about anything. And again, just to interrupt the thread for a second, to reemphasize what he's saying. And I think that maybe the Frodo Sam thing's like the best possible example. I should have grabbed that. There's a C.S. Lewis quote about friendship that's really brilliant. You guys, if y'all can find a quote about C.S. Lewis and friendship and the idea with Lord of the Rings in particular, and really any media that has this type of relationship, like they actually cannot conceive of. Let me put it this way. To them, sex is like the highest level of relationship. Sex, the physical act of sex, is like the superlative, and there's nothing greater than that. They don't understand how connections between humans is actually diminished when you introduce sex as an element. And it's not just friendship, like, it's like creepy to even talk about, but the relate, like, think about your own life. Your closest relationships are probably not with people who you have any attraction to whatsoever, right? It's your family. It's your siblings that you're closest to, your parents. And it's like, these people can't understand how friendship, when sex is removed from the equation, is actually strengthened. It's actually stronger. Good job, guys. C.S. Lewis, friendship is the greatest of worldly goods. Certainly to me, it is the chief happiness of life. If I had to give a piece of advice to a young man about a place to live, I think I should say sacrifice almost everything to live where you can be near your friends. There's another quote that was the one I was thinking about, but there's lots of good ones. But again, this idea of, like, you know, sincere affection between two men that's not based on homosexuality is like anathema to them. They can't understand it. They don't understand it. They cannot conceive of it. Which also, you know, relates to things like, the Boy Scouts and stuff like that, where it's like they're... I really don't even know how to explain. This is the thing. I don't even know how to explain. I need somebody to write a thread on Twitter explaining this fully. But the idea that, like, when you have, especially like kids that don't even have a conception of sex, don't have a conception, like, don't even know that it's shameful to be naked, like any of these things, when you have this innocence and this purity, it's so much more powerful and beautiful. And when you interject sin into that, it destroys the entire construction. It shatters the closeness that you have. Suddenly, instead of just like, you know, the innocence of having fun with your friends, as soon as you introduce sex into their knowledge, into their kin, it's like, oh, wait, am I attracted to him? Oh, wait, is this a sexual feeling that I'm feeling? Like, before you insert that alien concept into the friendship, it's stronger. And as soon as you insert that, it destroys everything. Liberals literally don't understand that. And there's deeper philosophical connotations to this that, again, I can't even express, but should just be obvious to anybody with a brain. But these people don't have brains. Let me just go back to the thread. They say, we don't even have a way to communicate with these people. Our words float past them uselessly. They occupy an entirely fictional world constructed out of an obsessive, nihilistic self-worship, which leaves no room for reflection. Most of them cannot be changed or convinced otherwise. This eventually leads to the shift of the Overton window in regards to normality itself. Hence, why they see grandfatherly innocence as weird. It's like they don't have a normal relationship with someone like this in their life, so the entire event becomes foreign to them. Which makes the situation so unique is that leftists have no interest whatsoever in trying to bridge their lack of knowledge or experience with others. They've lost the innate human inquisitiveness, which has been taken out by addictive, nihilistic social status posturing. For example, a person from a bad upbringing might wonder what it's like to have grown up in a healthy household with two parents. But leftists instead convince themselves that having two parents is weird, forcing the rest of society to conform to their warped view via threat. And then, of course, the classic meme of the angry soy boy pointing at the traditional image of a family happily grilling out in the lawn, 1950s style. And this is the liberal mindset, and this is actually what they believe. The 50s were never like this. No one ever owned a house. No one ever owned a car. No one ever had a good family. Nobody's ever been happy. And the other, you know, classic example of this is the leftist meme where they show a happy family, and every person is like secretly thinking of their the trauma that guides their lives, or, you know, it's the grandfather going, I molested my grandson, and the grandson going, I'm secretly gay but afraid to say it, and the mom being like, I'm drugged out, I'm deeply unhappy, but I'm on tons of drugs. And it's like, this is pure projection on the leftist part. And the Norman Rockwell, I bring it up all the time, there's a Norman Rockwell documentary where they're saying the world that Norman Rockwell painted never actually existed. This image of the 1950s is this paradise. This was all fabricated. While they're saying this, they're showing images of the town Norman Rockwell lived in, photographs of life there that all look like Norman Rockwell paintings. They don't believe their eyes. They cannot conceive of a world of decent, moral people having genuine, heartfelt connections that isn't predicated on degeneracy and sex and exploitation. Everything has to be some secret, hidden thing, because that's them. That's who these people are.
To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the American Journal. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. Go now, check out some of our incredible deals on our incredible products. Things like Bodies, Nitric Boost, Survival Shield X3, Brain Force Ultra. You're getting 25% off Bodies right now and 40% off Vitamin C plus Zinc, plus 40% off Nitric Boost, which has quickly become one of my favorite supplements for the energy it gives me. I'm all about energy. Any supplement I take needs to give me energy. And Nitric Boost does that. Brain Force Ultra, of course, does that. And I could, if I was responsible, probably get a better night's sleep with Knockout or any of our other incredible sleep aids at InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to keep us on the air. We're going to go out to your phone calls here momentarily. I know Simon from Florida has a very big story that he's going to break with us. Of course, doing what he does best and looking into the diplomatic documents of Russia and China and seeing some very disturbing details in there that nobody else seems to be talking about. Very excited to talk to him. But let me just finish up with this thread, because, again, I think this person puts it brilliantly. I found the quote from C.S. Lewis. I'd actually tweeted it out a year ago. And it's this from C.S. Lewis: "Those who cannot conceive of friendship as a substantive love, but only as a disguise or elaboration of eros, betray the fact that they've never had a friend." Eros is like, you know, like lust, like physical love. I think that is what I was trying to express, right? That's what I was trying to say. Those who cannot conceive of friendship as a substantive love, but only as a disguise or elaboration of eros, betray the fact that they've never had a friend. It's like when you're watching, you know, Lord of the Rings, and you see Aragorn kissing the brow of what's his name? Like, if that makes you think they're gay, it's because you've never had a friend. And it's because you don't understand human relationships. And it's very sad. It's very sad that you think the highest expression of love is sex. That's just pathetic. But it informs so much of what these people think. That's why they're constantly up on the stage going, "Republicans want to tell you who you can and can't love." It's like, nobody cares. Nobody cares about that. We just don't want you reading hardcore pornography to our kindergartners. Is this that hard to understand? Continuing with this thread, So again, remember, the 1950s never happened. Nobody was ever happy. If you ever see a happy family with a loyal husband and a joyful wife and well-behaved kids, it's all just secretly covering up the fact that they're all degenerate drug addict pedophiles, right? Right? That's called pure projection. That's very similar to if you're in a relationship and your significant other constantly thinks you're cheating on them. Guess what? It's because they're cheating on you. That's what happens. It's projection. These people grow up and live constantly concealing their disturbed minds, and they project that onto everybody else. I'm a freak. I'm a degenerate, addicted psychopath. That person looks normal. They must be just better at hiding it than me, which means they're really the bad ones. Because to deal with my, you know, personal mental hangups, I have to assume that I'm the normal one and everybody else is just bad because they're pretending to be normal. You know how that goes? They think there's some virtue in just embracing degeneracy rather than recognizing that people that reject it are sincere. He goes on, eventually they invert society entirely and the whole thing becomes incapable of holding itself together. The abnormal people begin abusing and chasing the normality out of all the systems and institutions, actively seeking to eradicate any reminders of their aberrative existence. Hence, we come to the event horizon of the lib singularity, the spiteful erasure of normal people and normal life through an incessantly combative and aggressively genocidal campaign of population replacement, grooming, regulation, propaganda, etc., to enact social control. And he posts what are the top tweets of all time by Mystery Grove Publishing, which says, reminder, communism is when ugly, deformed freaks make it illegal to be normal and then rob or kill all the successful people out of petty resentment and cruelty. The ideology is all just window dressing. Let me read that one again. Communism is when ugly, deformed freaks make it illegal to be normal and then rob and or kill all the successful people out of petty resentment and cruelty. The ideology is all just window dressing. This is what I was hinting at yesterday, talking about the fact that communism or leftism in America is a biological phenomenon. It's not ideological. It's not moral. It's biological in a lot of ways. It's the freaks not wanting to better themselves, but tear everybody down to their level. It's easier that way. Eventually, the normal people are all killed or forced by social bayonets to adopt this new social order. I like that phrase too, social bayonets. So normal people are all killed or forced by social bayonets to adopt the new social order. It's a forced conversion. Trust collapses, drug use spikes, crime spreads, families break, incompetence and degeneracy become accepted, etc. Total societal collapse. The solution is not to try to convince these people of obvious truths, like the fact it's normal for someone to have an innocent reaction to discussing drug use. We know they won't interpret that as normal because they're not capable of doing so, so don't waste your breath. The solution instead is to overwhelm these people and remove them from all forms of social power. You can't convince a self-worshipping fiend to think about others, or a drooling cur to be nice, or a coward to not run, but you can ignore their demands and run them out of town. Ultimately, the pattern of behavior they've locked themselves into, denying reality, spirals into nihilistic coping mechanism. Nothing matters to them. We don't have to live under their Reddit tier edgelordism. We can make something new that they have no say in. This requires power and force of will and a thorough understanding of all the old eternal human behavioral concepts libs and many conservatives desperate for their approval have lost touch with. We must do so. Our very survival as a species depends on it. I just thought that was very brilliantly put. And of course, he peppers his thread with memes that illustrate this stuff in a very brilliant way. Arachnophobic, huh? You must really want to have sex with spiders, right? If you don't like gay people, it must be because you're secretly gay. How does the collective physical and mental well-being of society affect you in any way? LMAO, mind your own business. Yeah, why do you care if you're raising your child in a world beset by mental illness and drug addiction? Why does it matter to you that you can't walk down to your corner store without being assaulted by a deranged drug addict with a machete? It's fine. It's normal. And that's what I was sort of hinting out again with our Kamala impersonator, Esty. That like that really is how these people think. They think like if you complain about the fact that there's a homeless camp on your front lawn, that you just like hate homeless people and you have some unfair advantage and you don't have sympathy or empathy for them, you're just evil, okay? You don't understand how hard it is for them. And it's not that big of a deal that you can't go outside without fearing for your life anymore, okay? They need your sympathy and empathy, and you're the bad one for being normal while they're not. So screw them. I guess the ultimate outcome of this is screw them all. Screw them all. And, you know, at the end of the day, what it all comes down to, in my opinion, is very simply a lack of humility. It's just a lack of humility. It's this thinking that you're superior because you know about the effects of cocaine over, you know, an 80-year-old man who's like, I've never done it. If you like it, that's okay. You do what you want, but I don't get it. And it's like, okay, here's this, you know, it's like the people that think that religion has been disproven and concept of God is outdated because science exists. Like, they don't understand science. They don't know the first damn thing about science. They couldn't explain to you anything at all, right? Maybe they understand, like, maybe they remember, like, the water cycle. They can explain, like, clouds come from evaporation. And they think that means that they've disproved God somehow. They actually have the hubris to think that their, you know, scrolling our atheism has made them more enlightened and intelligent and wise than what they call goat herders from 2,000 years ago that, like, composed some of the greatest literature the world has ever seen that we still study as the ultimate expression of the human soul. Like, these people think that they're smarter and know more than the writers of the Bible. And these are people that spend 90% of their time watching porn or playing video games. And they're just like, yeah, but we have science. And it's like, you don't even know anything about science. You don't even know anything about science. You have absolutely no life experience. You've never achieved anything. Your ideas have never built a civilization ever. And any time they're implemented, the civilization collapsed into chaos and murder. But no, you're superior. You're the intelligent one. Yeah, Bill Maher is more knowledgeable and wise than Paul the Apostle, right? Because he spends most of his time at the Playboy Mansion. I mean, give me a break. These people know nothing. They have nothing. And it's all built up by hubris and nihilism.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.